Wait a second, I can't even get them on. You guys like to look?
Can't see us.
They are bad. How do they work?
Yeah, look at the sun.
All right, I did. All right. Anyways, practice today. I thought guys responded well. We did do something different as far as the team. We kept them in Arizona after the game, rather than showing up back here at 6 a.m. They got a good night's rest. We got them up at 9 o'clock, got on the bus at 10. So they were fresh, and we had a nice little workout today. They'll have tomorrow off, and then we'll start preparing Wednesday for Tennessee. Any questions?
John, after the last game, you talked about the passing game as a whole,
mm-hmm.
parts of it. How, as a whole, did they come out of this game, do you feel like?
Well, I thought it was much better. Obviously, you'd like to go, win the turnover ratio every game. We were minus one. We had the one interception. Could have had a couple more by a couple of the quarterbacks. But trying to eliminate some of those decisions to make it super clean. And we did have the one turnover in the kicking game, which could have been costly, but our defense stiffened up and made a play when we needed to.
John, will Mitch play with the ones against the Titans?
Again, we haven't talked about that. Obviously, we're very, very early. We're not even in the preparation for the Titans yet. So we'll meet on that. We'll talk, and we'll keep you guys posted.
How about practice?
We don't practice till Wednesday, so yeah. We'll kind of figure out that tomorrow.
How do you feel about this receiver group right now? The top receiver group.
Again, we got room for improvement. I think the passing game gets looked at. The quarterback, just like the whole offense I mentioned a week ago. I think some of the positives, I think our offensive line was, first, especially the first group, was a lot more efficient. I think our run game showed that. I think protection-wise showed that. But all in all, we made a step forward really everywhere, with the first offense.
One of them got overturned, but two takeaways, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I think, we're getting around the ball more. We had our hands on a couple. We made a couple plays singled up outside, which I think is important. I'm not sure we were quite that far along a year ago at this time. And then we played without some guys. Both starting ends did not play. We had a couple of our top corners out, both in Bryce Callahan and Prince Omakamara. So, I thought, those guys that took those places did pretty good.
John, will you ask me, Purnell? Soon.
We got some still time to look at that. I don't think it'll happen this week, but we'll just kind of evaluate that as we go. When he's cleared medically, he'll be out there.
Do you need to evaluate him before the season opener?
We'll just kind of take it day to day. I can't really answer that or predict the news. We'll just kind of let it fall where it does.
Roy Roberts and Harris guys made a bunch of plays mm-hmm. in the second half. I know the position changed over the offseason. What have you seen from him, and why did you make this change?
Well, I've been very impressed, and again, not just in that game, but in practice. I think our his teammates see it. The offensive line's made comments. Of course, we evaluate the tape, so he's had some good practices, and he's a guy that we feel really good about the move. He has gained weight, gained strength, and the young man's not afraid to work, so he's gotten better.
When you went back and watched Aguayo's missed kick, mm-hmm. was everything clean? Was the clean operation with the snap and the holder? What was...
Yeah, I think, I don't think he just hit it. He didn't get quite through it. I don't know that the operation was poor, whether it was the snap or the hold. It was a little bit low and inside, but we got it down. We just got to get better. And, again, it's the first time he's worked with, those guys. So it's not automatic by any stretch. We'll just continue to work him.
How do you think Barth has done since Roberto?
Very good. I think he's been 100%. They're pretty close. I think he's hit the ball good in practice. He's hit the ball good in two preseason games. And, we'll just continue to evaluate that over the next two preseason games.
With Prince, how do you think Kyle Fuller played?
I thought he played well. I think he had a good night, both in, defending the run and the pass. So it was good to see.
What are your impressions of Eddie Jackson so far?
He's a really good athlete. He's got a good feel for coverage. He's got good hands. He tracks the ball well. That's why he's... other than the first one, pretty good field and punts. He's a young guy that's learning our defense and getting better every week.
John, can you have trust in a guy like Eddie to be out there with that first team? What gives you that trust?
Well, I think just, evaluating. Again, whether it's practice or in the games, I don't think he felt the gunner quite get on him quite that fast in the game the other night on the first one. But, he settled down, did a good job You know, we still got a couple blocking things we got to get better at, but I think all in all, he did pretty good, and I do trust him.
John, for a small back, we saw Cohen breaking some tackles mm-hmm. the other night. What about his running or his style enables him to gain those yards after contact?
Well, I think, you know, you always can't judge a book by its cover. You know, I think he's proven to be, you know, whether it was in underwear or now even in pads, you know, he's very explosive, he's elusive. You know, he did that in college, albeit maybe at a smaller level. He was still very successful at it. You know, I think, you know, he's proven he can do it, and now he just needs to continue to get better and get more comfortable in what we're doing.
John, Jay Howard came here coming off an injury. What have you seen so far as is he looking more like the player you thought you were?
Yeah, I think he's improved. You know, it was a little bit slow, you know, a little bit like Dan Scuda as far as guys coming off of injuries from a year ago. But he's gotten better and more comfortable. A lot of it's you know, all these guys coming off of injury, whether it's Lamar Houston or, you know, Kyle Long, is just a matter of, you know, getting confidence in that, you know, by playing. And so, you know, I think in Jay's case, he's gotten more confidence in it, and he looks like he's been, you know, improving.
Bowler looked pretty effective the other night before mm-hmm. he got hurt. How concerned are you about that?
Oh, it was a glute injury. You know, it's a muscle injury, so... Oh, he'll be dead in it.
What about Jordan Howard? What happened with him?
He's fine. I think it was, we already talked about it. He's got a scratched eye, and, you know, we didn't want to put him on a plane out to sometimes affect your eyeball. So we left him home, and he's fine. He practiced today.
John, you mentioned Fuller just said looked better against the pass. Mm-hmm. Anything more specific that you can say about his game and what looked good in that pass?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, healthy, he's fine. You know, I think the issue last year, he wasn't healthy. And I think that would set anybody back.
John, with Howard in there and Bullard seeming to take a step, how much better do you feel about your defensive line depth going, you know, at this point?
Well, I think getting Jay Howard, I think, you know, Mitch Unrein didn't play in the game, neither did Akeem Hicks, which gave opportunities more to Jay, Bullard, and, you know, even Roy. You know, I feel like we're deeper at that position than we were this time a year ago.
John, now that you're kind of well into camp of the preseason, is there any comparisons you can make to – Mitch and Mike, and what you have here in Carolina with Jimmy Clausen's first year there?
You know, it's just hard to compare players. You know, I think, you know, I feel good about our room, as I mentioned. You know, I think Mark was 2 for 2 in his short outing. You know, he does have a lot of pro reps under his belt, so we've kind of given a little bit more to Mitch, understandably. You know, I think Mike made a definite improvement over week one, as our whole first offense did. You know, so we'll just see where that takes us. You know, they continue to work, and, you know, Tennessee's a good football team. We'll play on the road. You know, we'll simulate as close to a beginning game at 12 o'clock kickoff. Should be a little hot and humid there. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for us to make another step.
You mentioned the receivers. You know, mm-hmm. The whole group probably has to do a little better, I think you said. Where does Victor Cruz fit in, John, in all of this? Where's he kind of?
You know, he's primarily a slot. He's a guy that's got, you know, a lot of experience. I think he's, you know, understands the game. He hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity yet. We'll kind of keep rolling those guys through there. But, you know, I felt our first group receivers improved from week one. I expect the same thing week three.
Is there
week
a reason why Victor hasn't had the opportunity?
Not really. Just that we have to look at a lot of guys.
John, when you went back and watched Mitch's game the other night, what stood out to you?
We're talking about
Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky.
All right.
Ryan did not play.
Yeah. I think we might have it. No, I don't know. Anyways, you know, I thought, again, he showed good toughness. You know, I think he took a couple shots. They did a couple things different that we hadn't seen as far as protection. You know, but I thought he showed good accuracy. You know, probably maybe a couple decisions that I like he'd probably change. But, you know, I thought all in all he did well.
What about Lamar Houston coming back from the injury last year? Mm-hmm. What have you seen from him specifically maybe the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, he's definitely come on. He's gained a lot more confidence. I think you saw it in practice, you know, the last week and a half. You know, we've increased his team reps. You know, and then, you know, he got in there 17 plays this past week against Arizona. I thought he looked very well.
Jen, is there a way to give Trubisky first team reps without being in a front to Mike Glennon as the starter?
You know, I think probably not. You know, I think but, you know, like I said, we'll evaluate that and see where that goes.
With as young as the secondary is, how valuable has Demps been?
Very good. You know, I think he's got good command. He's been there a lot. You know, he has skins on the wall as far as experience. You know, he's been good for a pretty young group. Thank you. All right. Thank you.